This WBEZ podcast is supported by the Crown Family School of Social Work Policy and Practice at the University of Chicago. The master's program in social work, social policy, and social administration prepares professionals to address today's most pressing challenges and offers flexible options with part-time and evening classes to support busy adults balancing complex schedules. Inspire change, shape the future at crownschool.uchicago.edu/social work. WBEZ's nonprofit spotlight is supported by UChicago Medicine, providing expert primary and urgent care with locations throughout Chicagoland. Their walk-in urgent care locations offer a variety of services for adults and kids 7 days a week. No appointment needed. And for the visits that can wait a day or two, flexible hours and online scheduling make it possible to find a primary care provider partner. Learn more at uchicagomedicine.org.
I'm Sasha Ann Simons, and this is Reset. More than 43 million Americans have student loan debt, according to the Federal Reserve. And if you're one of them, you probably already know that payments resumed yesterday. But when the Supreme Court struck down Joe Biden's student debt forgiveness plan back in June, the president turned to Plan B and announced a new initiative to forgive loans. The potential relief likely won't come until next year, and the forgiveness may not be as broad as Biden's original plan. So to help understand the president's new plan, we turn to WBEZ's higher education reporter, Lisa Phillip. And Lisa started us off with just how borrowers in Illinois are feeling now that the pause on student loan payments is gone.
Yeah. So we did a survey and we've gotten a lot of responses. People are feeling anxious and having to figure out, like, rejigger their monthly budget to accommodate for these payments, which, you know, we all know can be massive. They can be, you know, a couple hundred dollars, but either way, it makes a difference, right? And so you're just, I've been hearing people who are taking on second jobs, mm-hmm. like having to cut back, maybe they're downsizing their home, they're getting a smaller apartment.
Really?
So, yeah. Just
to, like, be able to afford these student loans.
Exactly. Because people got so used to not having these payments these past 3 years.
On Friday, federal officials said that the Education Department will begin a rulemaking process this month to provide more relief. So what exactly is that process that they're talking about?
Yeah, there's a lot of legalese involved. Yeah. And, like, oh my gosh.
Well, but that's why you're here. Because,
yes, exactly.
I didn't get any of it.
I'm going to try to break it down for you. So, you know, this is drawing on authority under the Higher Education Act that the Secretary of Education has to basically carry out the federal student loan program. And in contrast to what Biden proposed with his, like, kind of broad cancellation of people's debt, this is kind of going to focus on five different groups of borrowers. And it'll involve this new committee called the Student Loan Relief Committee. They'll begin meeting next week and then meet over the next few months again. And, like, there's kind of room in there for the public to comment at these meetings. But also, once this committee kind of comes out with some rule proposals, mm-hmm. which is expected next year, then the public will again have the opportunity to comment on those. So it's really unclear on what it will come out of this, mm-hmm. but that's kind of what the process will look like.
I see. And you've already sort of hinted at this already, Lisa, but, you know, earlier this summer, we'll remember that the Supreme Court overturned Biden's initial forgiveness plan. So that we can wrap our minds around it, tell us what makes this rulemaking process different than what folks were expecting to happen.
Yeah. So with that, the loan cancellation, that was, you know, supposed to be $10,000, $20,000, depending on whether or not you had Pell Grants for low-income, that are targeted for low-income students. And that drew under the president's authority under the HEROES Act, which allowed it allowed potentially for the president to alter the federal student loan program. There was some technical language in there in order to accommodate for emergencies like the pandemic. But ultimately, the Supreme Court decided that the president was overstepping that authority. Mm-hmm. Now, this rulemaking, again, draws on something different called the Higher Education Act. And that's where some of these, like, this is why we're going through this committee process and coming up with kind of, like, just changes to how the federal student loan program is carried out as opposed to broad cancellation.
I see. So let's talk scope, right? Because more than 1.5 million people in this state applied for that original program. So who would this new debt relief plan target?
Yeah. So there are five groups. There are borrowers who entered repayment sort of decades ago, a while back. There are those whose balances are greater than what they initially owed. And then there are borrowers who are eligible for relief programs that the federal department already has, but they haven't applied for whatever reason. Borrowers under financial hardship, and then those who were in programs like for-profit programs, for example, that didn't provide quality and, you know, maybe didn't, well, they weren't good, a good return on an investment. So these are, you know, groups that I've heard a lot from in these past few weeks when we asked for people's thoughts on the resumption of payments and what they've done. Like, I've heard from people who were super stressed about the fact that their loan balance is now $100,000 and it was initially maybe 50, or, you know, or they just don't have the money to pay these, make these payments, right? Or, or they felt that they didn't go to programs that really equip them with the skills they need to be able to pay back these loans.
So this relief, though, right, this new relief, it won't come for a while, right? So when can borrowers expect to see the rules finalized?
Hopefully sometime next year. I think that's still up in the air. It depends on, you know, whether this committee can come to a consensus around the rules and then what the feedback from the public looks like around them. And then that's at that point, the Federal Education Department will be able to finalize them. And then there's still the possibility that those will be challenged in the courts. So it could take a bit.
Yeah. Wow. And so what resources, for those listening, what resources are available right now for borrowers?
So there are a few income-driven repayment programs, one of which is notable. It's the newest one that cuts down people's payments pretty drastically. And also it sort of stops interest from accruing so rapidly. So that one's called the SAVE plan. And I definitely suggest that people apply. They might not qualify right away because payments have already, the bills have already been sent out, but hopefully relatively quickly they'll be able to qualify for some of these payments that will make them more manageable.
And where do they go to find more information on the SAVE plan?
Studentaid.gov is the first place I would head to and getting kind of prepared for these payments, to make these payments and see what you qualify for.
Great. That's WBEZ's higher education reporter, Lisa Philip, giving us a breakdown of student loan news. Thank you, Lisa.
Thanks for having me.
I feel like that's all we call you for these days.
Right. Like student debt, student debt, student debt.
That episode of the Reset Podcast was produced by Max Lubers. It was edited by Meha Ahmed and Ethan Schwab. Get the news, politics, and culture happening in Chicago by subscribing to our podcast. We post episodes every morning and afternoon, Monday through Friday, with a bonus episode on Saturdays. Sign up at wbez.org/resetnews. That's all for today. I'm Sasha Ann Simons. We'll catch you tomorrow morning when we check in with Chicago authors whose books were used to power artificial intelligence without their permission. Talk to you then.